Life is so much more than what about you have or how much you've got in the bank or how much you've got in your retirement or how tall that your grass is around the lawn. Life is so much more about having bling bling dubs on the car. Life is so much more than having a Cummins sticker on the truck and having a muffler and a spoiler on the back of your car. Life is so much more than having popular people like you on your pictures on the internet. Life is so much more than just getting fulfillment out of what people will think about you. Life is so much more than just what you'll gain in this life. But God said, if you'd seek His will, that all these other things I'll bless you with. Pray to God and worship Him and see that He won't bless you with a great anointing. I would be afraid to be the kind of guy that if God said, what do you want? That I would only ask for me. Jesus had the ability to send legions of angels to come to His aid. Yet He did not. Because if Christ would have called them to come get Him, He would have only been thinking of Him. When He was in the garden, it is one of the only places you find Him in a true state of human suffering. He actually brings out the words, Father, if it be Your will, please take this from me. So here we are. This is where God had me when He gave this to me. Here we are, begging for God to change our suffering. Begging for God to make everything okay. Hoping and wishing. Wondering when it's going to come. Praying for change. And our hearts are heavy. God wants you to know tonight that surely you're not alone right now. He has heard your prayer. And He's going to speak something through me right now to you. Are you ready to receive this? There is suffering in this life. But through Christ, I can do it all. Oh, I feel the presence and power of the glory of God. You're begging for this to be taken from you. But when you beg for that to be removed, you're only thinking about how you hurt, how you suffer. God would have you to be strong enough for those that are weak to be able to bear their burdens. He would not have you to say, give me money so that I can pay off only my debt. Jesus' greatest act of love is when He finally said, not mine will, but let Thy will be done. When He kept His mouth closed and bore the stripes on His back. When they put Him up on the cross and nailed Him and tied Him down to keep His mouth shut in the greatest state of human suffering that we've ever read and known. That shows me that it wasn't just about Jesus that day. I wish I could get this in your spirit, and I'm going to try. You've got to open up your heart right now, because I'm not saying that your suffering is something I'm talking about as little or small. I'm not trying to make little of what you're going through. But I want you to understand that there is a purpose for hurting. There is a season, a time for all things. Do we not read that out of the words of Solomon himself in Ecclesiastes? A time to weep, a time to be happy, a time to mourn, a time for all things. Didn't say you wouldn't have it, it said you would. That you will lose people that you love and not know why. That you'll be poor and wonder why. That you'll suffer in this walk of life, may not even understand why you went through it. If I had to put it all together, I don't even know how that God took what I was and made me who I am. You couldn't have threw enough money at me to rehab me. You couldn't have took enough money to cause me to be sane. You couldn't have given me enough to change who I was. But there had to be a loss of something so that I would gain. Jesus perished on the cross that my sins could be gone. You understand? That is why it was God's will that the first child could not live. Because out of the loss of something, comfort comes to make you more than what you could have been had you had everything that you asked for. So you might not have everything that you want right now. God, I feel it. I feel it. God's reaching down in some of your hearts. I feel it. Glory to God. So you might not have what you want right now. And you might not see the outcome of what you're praying to happen. But in your suffering, in the death of what you lose, oh, comfort is on the way. Oh, comfort is on the way. They didn't leave Jesus in the tomb. It didn't end there, but something came out of that tomb. Resurrection could only come if death was present. Oh, salvation could only come if death was present. Though we may perish in this world, I leave the things that are former behind me, and I move on to the things that are before me, because greater is He that is in me. I'm talking about the Comforter now. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is the Comforter, oh, than the suffering of the lost. Greater is the power of God to bring me through all things. Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to praise Him. It's time to praise Him. Come on, somebody that's suffering, give God a praise. I don't care if you whisper, shout, clap, jump, dance. Somebody that's suffering ought to praise Him and let somebody else know that I'm going through the same pain that you are. I'm walking the same struggle that you are. Look around you right now and know that God has no respect of person. We all suffer, but because of the sacrifice of Christ, we are comforted and have life and it more abundantly. Matthew chapter 11, this is what I leave you with tonight. I knew God saved the best for last. Man, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. You're suffering, yes. God has acknowledged that suffering tonight. And here is what Jesus spoke about suffering. We know what He said about temptation. Here's what He's talking about suffering. He said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor or suffer and are heavy laden and are suffering, and I will give you what? Comfort." You can't sleep unless you're comfortable. If you've got a lump in your bed, you're not going to sleep. Take My yoke upon you. What does that mean, brother? It means to put on the suffering of what made you free. He who the Son, when you remind yourself daily that you are free because of what Christ did, you are taking His yoke upon you. It's a yoke of bondage because Christ suffered something. He was under the bondage of our sin. And out of His love and sacrifice, it made what was once heavy. It made what was once suffering without God something that God could come into and bring rest. Take My yoke upon you and what? Learn of Me. How do we learn of Him? The Spirit of God is your teacher. The Spirit of God is what speaks through me. Come and have dinner with me sometime and you'll know I'm quite a different person socializing than I am when I preach. Because this has nothing to do with me. I'm only here as a willing vessel to expel what God wants. I'm not as bold as this in regular conversation, but it doesn't change my willingness to God. For I am meek and lowly in heart. This means that I am not with the desire to have everything in the world. I am humbled with what I've got. I am humbled with what I've got. If God never did anything for me, my deliverance from drugs is enough. I hold it every day. You couldn't pull it out from me. It's everything to me. When I need motivation to preach, I just look back at the slob that I used to be. When I need motivation and reminding that God's still a deliverer, I look back at how bad that my life was. When I need reminded that God's still a saving God, I look back at where I was when He found me, and I see how wonderful that He took what I was and made me what I am. But the only way it happened was that I lost some things that God could build up a greater anointing. So what you question at times and what you get frustrated with at times, the Lord said, give Me all the things that you suffer. and I can take them and work them for your good. That he didn't say, I'll take them away. He said, I'll work them in your favor. So that doesn't eliminate suffering. So we're still not to life is a bed of roses with God. But it's so much better with him. To live and desire this world, you see it in people. People that want fame, popularity, they are so hooked on social media. They need that comfort of others. I don't even have time to socialize on social media. I'm more concerned about your soul than for you to be concerned about my status. If you want to know my status, all is well. If I ever signed up for it, I just put one post. All shall be well. And I'd leave it at that. There are kids out there today that are empty and lost and don't know the way they should go. And other people that don't know the way to live their life through them by causing them to suffer like they are. So what happened to me? Broken and a depressed 15-year-old kid and got around some other kids that found their solution for happiness. And that led to 8 years of substance abuse. We've got to move a lot faster before people go down that road because they don't have the promise of coming back. If you really love them, you'll call it just like it is. It's illegal. It's wrong. It hurts you. It destroys you. And I love you more than to enable a lifestyle that would kill you. Maybe somebody needed some notes right there. I don't know. God's moving this way. And I don't question him. And ye shall, I'm still in verse 29. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. The soul is the deepest part, the most loving part of a human being. To find rest for your soul would mean that even if you had cancer, you could still be happy. To find rest for your soul is if you have a bitter spouse aggravating and arguing with you all the time, that you can still be happy. To find comfort in God would cause you to walk around and dance and be a fool for Jesus, and even when all the other church members are looking at you saying, what in the world has gotten into them? They may shun you, but just go find somewhere else that you can worship. It'll be okay. How good you are is not defined by the sign on the building where you go. How good you can be in God is not defined by who your pastor is. How good you are in God is when you make it not about you. Was it John that said, I decrease for him to increase? Don't be defined by me, because you'd surely be disappointed with the outcome. Don't be defined by the opinions of others, because at the end of the day, you only live with yours, though they may slay you. Come on. Job suffered one of the greatest sufferings, almost second or third to Christ. And even though he suffered, what did he do? He made a choice. With boils on his body, the grief of his children heavy on his heart, the loss of his lands and possessions, to see it all be removed, and could still say, yet I will serve him. How many of you see that surgence of resurrection? God, I feel his presence. Let's finish this last verse. I don't want you to get wore out. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That used to be quite a mystery to me, because I always wondered, well, a burden is the presence of weight. So how could a burden that is meant to be heavy be light upon me? You ever wondered about that? How can something that is a burden be light? Because the burden that you carry, you do not carry it alone. I felt the presence of the Holy Ghost just sweep through here. That which you walk with today, you do not walk through this alone. He said, I'm with you. I will never leave you. Do you feel him moving in this place? Somebody ought to be praying right now. I will never leave you. I will not leave you comfortless. All these promises, I'll go with you, Mitchell, all the way, even unto the end, though I go away. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, man, that's not just talking about real estate in heaven, but it took a heart that could not have conquered its own sin. Oh, and it made an open temple for the Holy Ghost and the Comforter to dwell in your heart, that the sin of your life no longer have a hold, that the suffering that you bear, you no longer bear alone, but through and by the power of the anointing of God, we're made to be separated, a different spirit, because he that is in me. He that began a great work in me shall see it through unto the day of redemption. Now let's bring out the other part, because I don't want to leave it behind. So how is it easy? You want to know how it's his burden is easy? Because the way of transgression, to him that know the way and doeth it not, to him or her, it is sin. So when you take what little you have, for Solomon it was a great big lot, but when you take all that you have, your opinions, your thoughts, your possessions, and you go after your own will, then what you have to reap from what you do with that will be suffering you cannot bear by yourself. And the enemy is prowling upon those such as this. He comes to speak temptations. Because when you are suffering without the comfort, temptations prevail. When you suffer without the Holy Ghost, temptation prevails. That means when you're going through something and somebody makes you mad without you seeking God to comfort your anger, you'll bring out some words that you never thought were in there. You'll do things you never thought you would do. You'll be a person that God would not have had you to be. It's time to go through your stage of Solomon. It's time for you to receive great understanding from the Holy Ghost. His ways are not ours. That means what we would will to fix it maybe won't do it. But through Christ we can do it all. I hope that this word has blessed you tonight. I hope even more that it's not wore you out. I promise you I only give what God gives me, and when I feel it lift, I'm done. Sometimes it takes a little longer than other people, but I hope you just bear with me and get what God's trying to give, because your life is more important to me than what I could ask God just to give me. When I came to this crossroads of what I wanted more for my life, you know what God showed me? He wanted me to preach. And I thought, man, if I start preaching all the time, I'm not going to have time to go and hang out and go out on the lake. And I'm going to have to study and make this a lifestyle. But every time I ever tried, when I was younger in this, to do anything other than God's will, I suffered the suffering as Solomon did, finding no pleasure in anything. Be temporary pleasure only followed to eternal suffering, destruction. And God doesn't want anybody in here under the sound of my voice to perish. It's not his will that anyone would perish. He said, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. If you do not know Jesus Christ, and you're ready to turn your life over to him and lay off the sins of your life, he is ready to save your soul. He said, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. That means believe that Jesus died for you and confess the things that you have done wrong. Ask for forgiveness. And he said, those same that do such shall be saved.